It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
As always, there's plenty happening in the sport of greyhound racing. George Ferrucci, good afternoon once again.
Good afternoon, Gareth. Yeah, and you're right. And it was a huge weekend of racing up in Sydney.
Jungle Juice, well done to the Smith camp. He has been just in excellent form since competing here in late December in the Phoenix. And he sat on Wells back in the Paws of Thunder and he was too strong in the end.
It's probably, I mean, it's only January, so it might be a little bit silly to say, but it's going to be one of the races of the year. It'll be an iconic Paws of Thunder finish as well, when you had Well beginning so well. And the only greyhound that Well didn't want sitting on his back was Jungle Juice. And look, I've spoken to a few different people. We know Jack Smith trained Feral Frankie, and he's been a good trainer of the Irinka dogs for a long time. But everybody you speak to just continues to tell me what a master trainer he is. Yeah. He took that greyhound over 600 metres, Gareth. It sort of sharpened him up a little bit because he got the confidence to lead the dog. And if you notice on the Paws of Thunder, he began really well. He began well and used a bit of the track. And he sat behind him really quickly. 29.52, which was needed to run down Well, was an incredible performance. The crowd went berserk. There was a lot of owners on track. And he's just racing so well. Obviously, we're going to see him at the Meadows in one of the invitational races. Not sure if that's going to be the Temley or the Rookie Rebel, but he's got some fish to fry up at Albion Park. I notice he's going to start an odds-on favourite in one of the heats of the Gold Bullion.
All right, then, and do it for Victoria. He just didn't jump, did he? And he was out of play basically from the get-go.
Yeah, he missed a start and was never in play. And from the other races, well done to breeder Jay Ferguson, who had the Quinella in the National Derby. He had Slingshot Hook and Slingshot Jonesy running 1-2. Slingshot Jonesy leading and Slingshot Hook for Darren Sultana getting the job done late. And Peter Prosciutto is another great story. Yeah. A trainer from Victoria took out the laurels with Idolize, and now she's taken out the Group 1 Futurity. It's his first as a trainer at Group 1 level. You couldn't get the smile off his face. And he's got a female girl who races with so much good habits. She gets to the front. Her splits are very, very good. So you'd guess that they would be back for a race like the Golden Easter Egg, the Million Dollar Chase. It's very exciting for them when you get a greyhound that can go so well at Wentworth Park. In the stage race too, Gareth, well, Mapunga Ruby did what we expect Mapunga Ruby to do. 41.64, Gareth. That's sort of getting into a time that you'd see from a Zylia Allen or a Tornado Tears of these type of dogs. Usually you can win a race there at around the 41-second mark. She absolutely flew. So a little bit of Victorian flavour to the night, but for the big Paws of Thunder, the New South Wales greyhounds come to the fore.
So, yeah, so many great stories, but you touched on Peter Prosciutto with Idolize. Tell us a little bit about Peter's journey, Georgie, because he's found a wonderful greyhound here that, as you just pointed out, she just makes her own luck.
Look, yeah, Peter's been in the game a fair while. Unbelievably, it was the first greyhound I ever bought was off Pete, and I've known him for a little while. He's always had city winners and good greyhounds. He obviously had High Tan as well, related to these pups who did a really, really good job. She made a couple of group finals, but probably never to this level. As I said, he's always had a handy one. But the whole family was there, and not only did he win, he got the Quinella with the Litter Sisters, which is a massive effort to do. So the two Group 1 age-restricted races for the males and females were taken out by brothers and sisters, which they tell me has never happened before there at Wentworth Park. But, yeah, look, well done to Pete. And as I said, Gareth, he goes in with a greyhound who can just get out and go. She started her career going really well in the heat of the Great Chase. She made the final. And Pete didn't waste any time. He put her in the Melbourne Cup Prelude and in the heat of the Melbourne Cup. That was how high of an opinion he's had. So she's had that grounding. She went back to her own age and sex. Gareth, it was too good for them to beat a very good field. So they're going to have so much fun with the two sisters for the next 6 to 12 months.
It's a great debate because those female greyhounds can mix their form a little bit, but once they get in a purple patch of form like Idolize, they're tough to beat, which begs the question, who is the best female dog in the country at the moment, George?
Jeez, that's a tough one. It's really open, isn't it, at the moment? And just on the female greyhounds, I've seen another good sign from Clara Bale. I know she was beaten in the group listed Collison by Zipping Curios, and another greyhound that you just don't want on your hammer. pardon me. She went really well. She's in the heat of the Gold Bullion. And I know it's up to about 17 or 18 losses in a row. for a greyhound who had won multiple Group 1s. But I just see something, Gareth. She's right there. She's right on the cusp. And, you know, with a girl like that, once she gets into form, as you mentioned, she could probably string a few together.
Traralgon Cup, the new look track. Just explain to our listeners out there what the whole idea with GRV was to design this Traralgon track, because it's a different shape and it's a new innovation from GRV in the sport of greyhound racing. Just explain to our listeners and people watching Traralgon maybe for the first time, and it does look a little bit different.
Yeah, it's sort of a J curve. That's what they call it. So essentially, Gareth, there's a really big run into the first corner. So greyhounds, the idea is, or the ideology is, that the greyhounds find their position, settle, and before that, before the turn comes. I think it's important to note that we've got so many great U-turn tracks too. So I don't think GRV are going away from your Horshams, your Ballarat, your Geelongs, but this is just something different. We've seen the heats there of the Traralgon Cup, obviously, late last week, and a lot of the greyhounds ran around the same time, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. But that straight line speed, Gareth, is probably something that works into Typhoon and Sammy's favour. He's, you know, pound for pound, probably one of the fastest greyhounds in the country. So it'll be interesting to see if he can get the job done. He's a $2.30 favourite. We mentioned Moore Source, who's got an unbelievable record from New South Wales. And then you can't discount the likes of Ferdinand Boy, who's looking for his fourth country cup, believe it or not. La La Kiwi's drawn beautifully off box one. So I tell you what, the big guns have come out to play for the Traralgon Cup.
What are the better? Is it best to be drawn inside or outside there at that new track at Traralgon, or is it play pretty fair today?
So far, it looks like it's played pretty fair, because you get a really nice run up to that first corner. And as we see with tracks like the Meadows and Sandown, sometimes when you're drawn off the track, Gareth, you just don't have too much of an opportunity to cross that field. So it is a tough ask. But you know what? There's got to be some different tracks going around. But as I said, I'm a big believer in the spectacle that tracks like the Meadows, Sandown, Wentworth Park, and all the U-turn tracks provide. And I think it's imperative that we don't shift away from them, because you know, it's good to have straight racing and also this day track for something a little bit different, but those other tracks are the ones, I think, that really provide the entertainment.
All right, then. And can the Vic strike in New South Wales once again?
Yeah, I think they can. Yeah,
and absolutely. The Gold Bullion. Gareth Hall, George Frugie with you here on RSN Central. And, George, you were just having a chat before we get to the Invitation Meadows races that aren't far away. The Victorians, can we strike in the Gold Cup and the Group 1 Gold Bullion?
Yeah, we can. Obviously, heats this Thursday at Albion Park. The first three heats for the Gold Cup for the stayers. But in Heat 1 of the Gold Bullion, Dewitt's the $2.60 favourite. He'll be looking to bounce back pretty quickly against some good locals, including Farmore Beach. Heat 2, Gareth, the favourite is Jungle Juice. As we said, Ray Smith has got this greyhound going absolutely amazingly. He's $1.60 to win his heat. Heat 3, Lewis Rumble, the local greyhound, at $2.15, his favourite. We move on to the second last heat, Gareth. $1.60 for Dipping Kyrgios, and he was a very impressive winner at Wentworth Park. And in the last heat, the favourite is Orchestrated, $2.10, up against Quara Bale at $2.80. As I said, just showing some signs that she might be coming back to her best. So this is the race where the golden ticket was held as well. So yep. Coringa Lucy's already in that final.
And the golden ticket's worth $300,000 to the winner, isn't it?
$200,000, and $75,000 for the staying race. So the prize money in Queensland, Gareth, pound for pound in the last 12 months, they've really started to nail some of these big races. So well done to the race in Queensland.
And what about the invitationals? Are you on the committee this year, Georgie, at the Meadows?
No.
I wish you were, so we could get stuck into you.
Yeah, I know. So obviously a little bit different this year. Usually you'd get a first-round nomination in the mail, or the connections would. Yep. But now you've been asked to nominate. If you think your dog's good enough to be in a Rookie Rebel Zoom Top or a Tem Lee, then you have to nominate. Nominations close this Friday, Gareth. The top 12 announcements. So this is where it's a little bit different. It's not a final field announced. It's the top 12. And from that 12 is where the conjecture starts on who gets picked.
So, what's the criteria this year?
Oh, the same as it always has. Similar to the...
No X Factor?
No X Factor. Oh. Similar to the Top Gun group
level.
When will
they learn?
Age, prize money, form on the track, these type of fillers. The final field and box draw is going to be announced on Saturday, February 5, Gareth. And those three big finals, along with the Australian Cup prelims, are on Feb 12. So I'll tell you what, it's not too far away.
So we'll probably get another 4 New South Wales greyhounds in with the criteria.
Well, it looks like it. I mean, Zipping Curious will surely get in. I think Wow will get in if he comes here, because it does clash, I think, with the Bulleye Gold Cup, a race that I think Connections are pretty keen on going for.
You think Tommy Shelby has to get in then if he wants to come.
Be interesting. Tommy Shelby's an interesting one. The one pillar that he falls down in his recent form, because we haven't seen him race for about 5 months. But, yeah, that's going to be really interesting. So we'll
the way we're going, we might not have a Victorian in it.
We will, mate. Hopefully we'll get a few.
All right, then. I'm looking forward to getting my invite onto this committee to just change
it. Oh, mate, I'd love to see that.
All right, mate. Always fun.
Talk to you, mate.
There's George.